This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's the Week in Philly, sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
It's going to be a lengthy project. Anyone that walks underneath the Schuylkill River Trail, underneath the Market Street Bridge, can see for themselves this bridge needs some work.
Welcome back to the Week in Philly, and this coming week, a long-term project to restore the Market Street Bridge next to 30th Street Station will get underway. For more on this, let's bring in KYW's Mike DiNardo. And Mike, give us the background here. This bridge is old.
Yeah, Matt, it was built in 1932, so it's 93 years old. And not only is it showing its age structurally, but the city wants to do new things like reconfigure the lanes to add a new two-way bicycle lane with concrete separators on the south side of the Market Street Bridge. They also want a bicycle signal installed on the west side of the bridge. So they have some things they want to do here.
Sounds like this is going to cause some headaches as far as drivers and traffic's concerned.
Of course. At first, we'll see lane closures to allow for utility lines to be moved. We're talking about gas, electric, fiber optic, water lines, that sort of thing. That is between now and mid-April. When the work gets underway on the bridge itself, they'll be replacing the deteriorating deck and sidewalks of the bridge over the river and the walls that support the Schuylkill River banks and the pedestrian staircase. They'll also be repaired. But the real pain is going to come next year. Now, PennDOT is not going to close any lanes next summer during the semi-quincentennial activities in the city, but after that, the Market Street Bridge will close to all traffic for 14 months from August 2026 until October 2027. Yeah, and the detours will not be simple. You know, you can't make a simple left on southbound Schuylkill Avenue onto Chestnut Street. So eastbound Market, follow me here, eastbound Market Street traffic will be detoured south on Schuylkill Avenue, west on Walnut Street to 33rd, and then east on Chestnut Street to cross the Chestnut Street Bridge. So it's a complex situation, much more complicated than the detours during the Chestnut Street Bridge reconstruction of a few years ago, because Chestnut is one-way eastbound. Matt, Market, as you know, is two-way, so it'll be more of a headache.
October 2027, that's the finish line for the whole thing. We should be completely done by then?
The complete closure lasts for 14 months. The entire project is going to take 4 years.
How much is it going to cost?
$149 million, 80% federal money and 20% state funded.
Are we sure that federal money is going to be there?
We believe it's going to be there. I think it's already committed and spent, and we haven't heard from PennDOT that it's not going to be there, so fingers crossed.
Now, I want to switch gears in our conversation because we have talked about this off and on for months, but it sounds like that Franklin Square Patco station is just about finally ready to open.
It's a matter of days now, Matt. You and all of the Patco riders have been waiting for this for a long time, and Patco now says that Franklin Square will be open on Thursday, April 3rd. So after many years of being closed since 1979, Thursday, April 3rd, trains will be stopping there once again.
Why did it close in the first place?
essentially for low ridership. It just wasn't being used enough when it closed in 1979. But since then, as you know, the area, especially north of 7th and Race, it's seen a surge of new residential development in recent years. And Patco, looking at this 10 years ago, decided to revive the station and put it back into service. So over the last 3 years, the station has been rebuilt. A new glass headhouse was built with new elevators and escalators taking riders down to the train platform. There were new safety, new public address and communication systems put in. And if you're old enough to remember the old green and white tile along the platform, Patco restored that too. So that's the original tile in there. So Matt, while much of the station is new, there is still a nostalgic feel when you go down there.
And how much did this cost?
This was a $30 million project. $13 million came from a federal grant 6 years ago. And yes, that money is already spent.
I remember this had to be mid-2000s, I was reporting, and I did a story. I couldn't tell you what the story is, but they took us down to the Franklin Square station. I don't know if there was an idea if they were going to refurbish it. This, you know, it's a long time ago. It was wild being down there. It was like being on this, you know, in a zombie movie where the apocalypse has happened and you're walking through the tunnels.
Well, they called it the ghost station because it was just abandoned for all these years and just wasn't being used. Patco actually gave us a tour of this about a year ago when they were beginning the construction. And we got to see the original electrical components and fire alarm stations before they were rebuilt. And yeah, it was like walking back 40 years ago and looking into something that hasn't been touched since then.
Yeah, no, wild stuff, wild stuff. Thank you very much, Mike. KYW's Mike DiNardo joining us. We will have more of The Week in Philly coming up. Don't go anywhere. The Week in Philly from KYW News Radio is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV. Contact your local Honda dealer today. See dealer for financing details.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.